Brooklands Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
And looking ahead to what's happening in this lovely county of ours, it's Diana Roberts from the Guildford Tourist Information Centre. Hello, Diana.
Hello, Graham.
How are you today?
Very good, thank you.
Good, good, good. Spring is in the air. Spring
is
officially here, isn't it?
So it is official. Yes, officially here now, I think.
Absolutely. So what should we be doing in the county?
Well, I thought, it's been a little bit on the cold side, hasn't it? So just in case we get some rather wet weather, I thought I'd give you a quick roundup of what's going on in the art galleries at the moment. At Watts Gallery Artist Village, all through this year, there's lots of celebratory events because they're commemorating the 200th anniversary of his birth. And to mark this landmark birthday, February, they're unveiling a timeline of the artist's life, which is really interesting because it's putting it in context of what else was happening at the time, which is always nice to know. It highlights key occasions in Watts' career, this, and it's an illustrated chronology. I had to be careful there.
I'm impressed.
Telling the story of England's Michelangelo and his rise to prominence from humble origins to become a world-famous artist. And it features a selection of his finest drawings in the display showcases. So he was, I mean, he was very famous in his lifetime and then vanished off the face of the earth, and now he's really big again. And the Artist Village is a lovely place to go, especially because they've got good cake in the cafe, amongst other things. Over at the new Ashgate Gallery, they've got an exhibition by Emma Jane Rule. Now, she won the Rising Stars Award in 2016, so it's 1 year on, and she now has this exhibition at the gallery. She uses the technique of fold forming alongside more traditional metalwork practices, such as hammer forming and hand raising, and she's got lots of different work on display, including jewellery and ornament-type pieces, vases and so on. Absolutely gorgeous stuff. At the Guildford Institute, now this is, if you go along to this, you may just end up being the artist of the future. They've got art classes coming up in charcoal, graphite and chalk. This is on from right the way through to the 6th of April. They're on every day of the week from 1:30 till 3:30. Claire Harrison is the tutor. It's £50 for a week session. And Claire shares her enthusiasm for these three different mediums, demonstrating how to use each material and how diverse they can be. And the courses include use of graphite powder, textured papers, coloured chalk pastels, and the sessions feature all new content catering for students of all capabilities. Possibly not quite as low as my capability when it comes to art, but there we go. And the Lightbox Henry Moore exhibition, Sculpting from Nature, I've mentioned this before, that ends on the 2nd of April, so you haven't got long to get along to that. Lightbox is open every day between 10 and 5. And there's over 50 artworks by Henry Moore, perceived to be by many as the greatest British sculptor of the 20th century. Lots of drawings and maquettes, working models, monumental sculptures, plus prints and studio materials are going to be there. Have a look at their website, because they've got some other events going on as well. And at Guildford House Gallery, my home of course, we've been closed for the whole of March while there's been some redecoration going on in the studio spaces, and they're now opening 25th of March through to the 22nd of April with an exhibition that we have every year, Lynn Painter Stainers Prize Exhibition. Now, the Lynn Painter Stainers Prize rewards outstanding examples of representational painting from artists across the UK, and it's been going since 2005, now in its 12th year. And they win a prize money of £30,000, the person that actually wins, so that the competition's been held, and these are the winning paintings. And I've had a little sneaky peek this morning, and there's some absolutely amazing ones going on. Moving from art to film, the Banff Mountain Film Festival has a world tour every year, and it's coming to Dorking, to the to Dorking Halls on the 28th of March, and then going to be at GLive on the 1st of April. So if you don't get to one, you can get to the other. And this, the Banff Mountain Film Festival is a world tour, comes to UK and Ireland from now through till the end of April, and it features an evening of exhilarating adventure films. And the tour kicks off in tour kicked off in Brighton on the 25th of January, and it's now moving around. And it's a series of exhilarating film nights where they're all adventurers and on exciting journeys with lots of mind-blowing destinations. And these are selected from hundreds of films entered into the film festival. And so these, again, are prize winners that are doing the circulation. The UK and Ireland tour has 14 hugely diverse films featuring everything from tales of high adrenaline action to poignant environmental documentaries. There's also a significant focus on women in adventure, and the collection stars a number of UK adventurers as well as athletics and escapades from all over the globe. Apparently you'll be inspired. It sounds like you'd actually be just exhausted. They've got films called Four Mums in a Boat, about four middle-aged working British mums rowing the Atlantic. Now, I've just watched a friend of mine on an app go across on a sailboat across the Atlantic.
Really?
And that scared the life out of me, and I was only watching the app. And the thought of actually going across in a rowboat is just ridiculous. And also doing it scared. So you can have a look at either Dorking Hall's website or GLive website for more details of the Banff Field Film Festival. Our lovely friends at Wisley have orchid display on the 18th of, from the 18th of March. It started and it's going through to the 23rd of April. Open daily, normal garden admission applies. Now, orchids, people buy me orchids and I always kill them. Don't tell my friends at Wisley that. It's just because I don't know what to
do with them.
Well, no, I either overwater them or don't water them enough or whatever. But they are the most beautiful plants and they're going to be at the Glasshouse, so that's nice and warm for a start. Now, the brilliant Pranksters Theatre Company in Guildford are putting on a performance of Volpone from the 23rd of March through to the 1st of April at the Electric Theatre. Performances are at 7:45 in the evening. Adult tickets are only £15 and concessions and Friends of the Electric Theatre, £12.50. Now, I follow Pranksters on Facebook and I have seen some of the hilarious images from all the rehearsals going up on Facebook. So this is one I'm definitely going to be going to. All about greed and people being rich beyond their wildest dreams, and is that a good thing to be or not? It's a really good place, so do go and watch that. If you started the year with a New Year's resolution to volunteer for things and haven't yet done it, I know we're March, but hey-ho. On the 29th of March, Paynes Hill Landscape Gardens in Cobham have a volunteer open morning. It starts at 11 o'clock till 1, and you can go along Wednesday the 29th of March to find out more about the opportunities at Paynes Hill and meet the team. From stewarding and gardening to tour guiding, buggy driving, buggy driving, and assisting at events and workshops, there's something for everyone. Whether you look to acquire new skills, knowledge and experience, or become part of a fantastic team, pop along. There's a free cuppa and a chat to be had at 11 o'clock. Another event that I'm looking forward to, also celebrating everything that we have locally, because at Paynes Hill they've got a vineyard and they do Paynes Hill wine. You can actually buy Paynes Hill wine in the shop. I'm not sure if it's going to be at this event. On the 1st and 2nd of April, we'll still be in the tail end of English Tourism Week then, and at the Keep Pub in Guildford, they have a food and drink festival. It's on from 12 until 6 on the Saturday and the Sunday. It's completely free to go in. No booking is necessary. They're going to have a local food and drink festival with stalls from local brewers, distillers, wineries and food producers. You can come and sample and buy local produce and also enjoy home-cooked English-themed menu and drinks from the bar. The Chantry Singers are going to present Handel's Dixit Dominus and Bach at St Nicholas Church. This is on the 1st of April at 7:30. Tickets adults are £14, children from 0 to 16 years only £2. Chantry Singers Spring Concert features pieces from the Baroque period, and there will be an instrumental accompaniment by the Modulus Quartet and soloists. The choir is under the direction of Roy Rashbrook in the atmospheric setting of St Nicholas Church, and tickets are available at the tourist office for that. Tours of Dorking's South Street Caves are coming up again. They're going to be open on the 1st of April from 10 until 2:45. Admission is £6. It's a chance to explore the famous South Street Caves, which reopened in 2015. You can book a group, so if you're a member of a special interest group or club, you can book to go there. When they have the open day for individual bookings on Saturday the 1st, there are tours at 10, 11, 1 and 2. Each tour takes approximately 45 minutes, and you do go down very low, below Dorking High Street. I've got another free event here. I'm really good on the free events this week. Guildford Goes Wild. This is going to be at Trinity Churchyard, outside Holy Trinity Church, on the 1st of April. It's from 9:30 in the morning till 5 in the evening, and celebrating all things wild in Guildford Town Centre. You're going to be able to meet garden wildlife, plant sunflowers, make bird feeders, hunt for mini beasts, and there's a wildlife photo competition as well. Plus, there's going to be wildlife gardening talks on butterflies, bats, hedgehogs and ponds. You can join Surrey Wildlife Trust to celebrate all things going wild in Guildford Town Centre. Lots to do for the children and it's all absolutely free. How about that?
Sounds good to me.
My lovely friends at Main Chance Sanctuary have an open day on the 2nd of April. You can go and see them in Compton. They're quite close to Watts Gallery. It's between 2 and 4 o'clock and you can go and meet these absolutely delightful rescued and rehabilitated horses. You take a tour of the horses in a group followed by a short film presentation. There's tea and cakes. Advance booking is absolutely essential. And this is with Diane at mainchancesanctuary.org.uk or have a look at their website for more details. And that takes us up to the beginning of April. I can't believe it's gone that quickly.
Hasn't it raced by, hasn't it?
Hasn't it just?
Goodness me. Anyway, great things to
do.
Nearly
Easter.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Diana. And if people want to find out more,
They can go to visitguildford.com. They're all on there and more.
Great website. Do go along to that. Thank you, Diana. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.